Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Guys, you're welcome to another episode of my 365 devotional challenge. And there I was, cowered up in a corner, just hiding, just timid and just afraid, and never knowing that I had a Jesus that was all powerful and all strong and almighty. The enemies arose with all their machinations. You know, they have the power. They even have the money. They have all the fame. So they got up and then they cooked up what we have today. The situation of the world that we have today, that even the World Health Organization is advising us to together wear masks, post pictures of ourselves wearing masks, challenge yourself wearing masks. What do we have here? Oh, wait. I think there's a connection. I think that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that's the foundation of Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda Gates. I think that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the highest private sponsor or private donor to the World Health Organization, the WHO. So for you to be the largest private donor, and remember when President Donald Trump pulled out funds from the World Health Organization, he got a lot of bashing from the Bill, from Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, talking about how the benefits of global health care and the vaccines and stuff like that. Remember, he got a lot of bashing from Bill Gates. So the WHO, according to what I watched just last week, we're talking about, you know, having a mask challenge, posting a picture of yourself wearing a mask. But I've never seen the WHO guy wearing a mask. He's always without a mask. But they're always encouraging us to wear a mask. I don't know, did you see a picture of Dr. Fauci in an almost empty stadium, sandwiched between two people without a mask? Did you see that picture? Did you see that image? Is that image trending on CNN? Oh no, it's not trending on CNN. But CNN is owned by somebody that knows somebody that pays Dr. Fauci to say all the things that he says. And the same Dr. Fauci had nothing to say about the protest when he was asked. He couldn't even call it a protest. Some people say that, yeah, we know his leftist agenda, and it didn't start today. He couldn't even call the protest a protest. We know Fauci's friends. Don't you know Fauci's friends? If by this time you don't know Dr. Fauci's friends, I don't know what you know. It shows your attitude towards fact-finding, and it's really bad. It's condemnable to know that at this stage that you still take the information that you see. I think it would have spurred you into action. What should have spurred you into action was the fact that they said that this sickness came from China and no one was probing China. No one had anything bad to say against China. That alone should have spurred you into seeking for truth, into seeking facts and information surrounding the C-19. We are here, and we need to prove our relevance. We need to prove our worth. We need to show to God, yes, that He was right by putting us here on earth by this time, at this time. Sincerely, I look at myself and I'm like, oh Jesus, why? I need strength for me to be able to bring out all the things that you've deposited in me, because I've been given a lot. I'm like, those guys have been given a little talent, and I'm not even doing much with it. We need to do more to wake our people up, because this thing that we're having right here, it's all controlled. And it's all manipulated by the powers that be, by the deep state, or by the global full deep state by the principalities and powers of this world, who obviously have the money to silence everyone and have their way. But they cannot silence the King of Kings or the Lord of Lords. They try to silence the church, but they cannot silence the head of the church. And he has stepped in and turned things around for our favor. Hallelujah. I just feel like going everywhere and anywhere that Jesus leads me. Let me sing my song telling him that. Thank you, Jesus. I will go anywhere you lead, I'll go. Anywhere you lead, I'll go. Anywhere you lead me, Lord, I'll go. I will go anywhere you lead me, Lord. I will go. I will go anywhere you lead, I'll go. Anywhere you lead, I'll go. Anywhere you lead me, Lord, I'll go. I will go. Anywhere you lead me, Lord, I will go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You drive. I'm done with this GPS navigation system. Drive. And take us to the promised land. In Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow.